So a Christchurch truck driver and a positive COVID-19 case has South Islanders worried after they completed deliveries around the city for 4 days during the infectious period. 89% of eligible Cantabrians have received one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 69% are double jabbed. Now that means there's just over 50,000 eligible residents in Canterbury that have no protection against, or no antibody protection against the virus. There have now been 3 cases in Te Waipounamu in the past week, 1 traveller in Blenheim, followed by yesterday's unvaccinated cases in Christchurch, pushing many epidemiologists, of course, to ask for those tighter restrictions over the borders. Joining us now are Selwyn MP, Nicola Grigg, and Christchurch Central MP, Duncan Webb. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Duncan, if I start with you, was Christchurch ready for Delta? There's been plenty of time to prepare. Was it ready?
Yeah, look, I really think it was. Obviously, we know that the border with Auckland isn't an absolutely sealed border, so we had to be prepared, and that's why we've been at level 2. People have been asking me why that's the case, and the answer is because this was always a possibility and we had to be prepared for it. And I really think we are. Obviously, vaccination is the biggest protection. And it's good to see that we're, you know, getting high vaccination rates. But as you point out, there's still a lot of people we need to encourage to get down to the vaccination centres. And there's about 100 in Christchurch and get double vaccinated.
Mm. Well, Nicola, Duncan raises the issue of the alert level being at 2. There were many who were pushing for it to be at 1. I think you were one of those, or had certainly raised it in a letter. Was that a mistake to be suggesting that Christchurch should have been at 1?
No, certainly not. I mean, the letter we wrote to the Prime Minister was asking her to release the technical advice that she's been using to base the decision to keep us in level 2, bearing in mind up until now we haven't had any community cases for well over a year. And also, I mean, Selwyn's vaccination rates are going through the roof. We're at actually about 95% first dose and 73% second dose. So, and 70% of our businesses are deemed an essential business. So people are clamouring, wanting to know every single day from me, why on earth were we being kept in this level 2 restriction? So that, you know, obviously we wrote to the Prime Minister to release that advice and we never got given
it. But would you agree now, though, that being in level 2 is obviously pretty useful in this circumstance, which shows, you know, getting a case and how dangerous it can be?
Oh, look, I think these community cases have really brought into sharp relief the absolute need for rolling out rapid antigen testing. I mean, the government's own technical advisers have told them that they need to do it, and it's been negligibly slow. I mean, in some jurisdictions offshore, it's available for purchase in supermarkets and pharmacies. And yes, I understand these people tested negative before they travelled back down here, but that was 72 hours before they travelled. I mean, we would say that you need a rapid antigen test to be able to take the day off your travel. You spit on the little piece of card, you get a negative test, and then you're good to go.
Okay, Duncan, what's your response to that? The government has been slow with the rollout of antigen tests.
Yeah, I think you've got to put things in order. Obviously, it's vaccination first, and then it's practices next. It's the face masks, the distancing. There may well be a place for antigen testing, but the point to make there is you're not going to be doing it at the airport. We're already looking at antigen testing with truck drivers and so on who are travelling outside of Auckland. But again, that's being done at the depot, not at the border, because it's too much administration. It simply would slow down the whole process. So look, there may be a place for it, but at the end of the day, it's really about vaccinations that we've got to focus on and those level 2 protections, which were really important. And to suggest that they should have been done away with, you know, was really madness given where we are now.
Nicola, your response to that, I'm curious too, is what you see as the priority now as we sort of wait to see whether it has spread at all or has been spreading?
Oh, look, I do agree with Duncan that, you know, the first line of defence is vaccination, and hopefully this is given those who are still a little unsure the prompt that they've needed to go in and get the vaccination rate. I mean, as we've heard, there are hundreds of centres available around the city and around the region. And so, yeah, absolutely, it's our first and only line of defence at the moment, is get vaccinated.
Duncan, you're just finally from you, in terms of testing centres, in terms of those vax rates, what can you do, what can people of Christchurch do to really accelerate those?
Yeah, look, if you're feeling ill at all, or if you've been to any of the places of interest, which are all available on the website, go and get tested. There's one in Orchard Road by the airport, one in Pages Road at the Whanaora Clinic. I absolutely encourage people to get tested if they've got any concerns at all. They're open all day today, 7 days a week. Walk in, no referral, get down there. It's absolutely how we want to get on top of this.
All right, Duncan Webb, Christchurch Central MP and Selwyn MP, Nicola Gregg, thank you very much for your time this morning.